قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الرجل في جماعة تضعف على صلاته في بيته وفي سوقه 25 ضعفا. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that صلاة الرجل في جماعة, a person performing salah in jama'ah with congregation is multiplied 25 times more than when that person reads his salat individually at home or he reads it in his business place. So by him reading with jama'ah, he's getting 25 times more reward than reading it individually in his house or reading it in his business place. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا تَوَضَّعَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, that is when this person, he makes wudu properly. He makes a good wudu. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. Then this person leaves, after making wudu, he goes to the masjid. لَا يُخْرِجُهُ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ. The only thing that this person is proceeding for is salah. He's got no business errand, he's got no person to meet here and to meet there. The only reason why he's proceeding is for salah. لَمْ يَخُطُّ خَطْوَةً إِلَّا رُفِعَتْ لَهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً. Every step this person takes, one daraja is being elevated for him. وَحُطَّتْ عَنْهُ بِهَا خَطِيئَةً. And one sin is being forgiven. فَإِذَا صَلَّى لَمْ تَزَلِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ مَا دَامَ فِي مُصَلَّاهُ. And when this person performs his salah and he remains seated, this we explained yesterday. For example, it is Asr time, he performed his Asr Salah, now he remains seated waiting for Maghrib Salah. Or it is Fajr Salah, this person remains seated now, and he's engaged in some zikr, some tilawat, some dua, in the hope that he will reach Ishraq time. So this hadith, this is explaining what happens. مَا لَمْ يُحْدِثْ. So long as this person is in this condition, the malaika are making dua for him. يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَيْهِ. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى, send down your special blessings on this person. Allahumma arhamu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have mercy on this person. وَلَا يَزَالُ فِي صَلَاتٍ مَنْ تَضَرَ الصَّلَاةِ. This person is considered to be in salah. So long as he's waiting for salah, he's continuously considered to be in salah. So when we're waiting for salah also, we shouldn't feel despondent that namaz time is so long to come, so much time we have to wait. These things don't bother us. We should be rather concerned that how I can be more longer in namaz. So if I have to wait a little bit longer also, I'm getting more reward in salah. And after salah, I don't have the desire to rush and go away. I'm getting the reward of the malaika making this dua for me. So a person will try and sit longer times in the masjid without wanting to rush off. In the old times, the seniors, the people of the past, they would take so much of ahmiyat in being early in the masjid that they, if they happen to miss a takbir-e ula, it would mean so much to them. Hazrat Maulana Gangohi rahmatullah alayh was once invited to the Dastarbandi. Dastarbandi is the jalsa you would have where the ulama, they finish this, the alim course and they tie the amama for them as a gesture, as a token, and now that they had completed the alim course. So he was invited to Deoband Madrasa for this jalsa. And he had gone there, and because of the crowd, etc., he got busy. People were coming to meet him. So the Asr Salah had started. And he got a little bit late to start this Asr Salah. In other words, he didn't make his takbir with the Imam. The Imam had already started his qirat. So after Salah had finished, that this thing had disturbed him. They say it could be seen on his face, that level of disturbance that he had, that after 22 years, he missed his takbir ula. After 22 years. He's a student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. Actually, he was a student of Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad, rahmatullah alayhi. His name was Muhammad ibn Salama. Great, great student, great, great personality in the Hanafi fiqh. So this person, he would read 200 rakats daily. Every day 200 rakats nafil namaz. And Allah Pak had given him a long life that he lived to the age of 102. It happened on one occasion that his mother had passed away. So when his mother had passed away, he got busy with the burial arrangements, the kafan, the qabr, etc. So because he got so preoccupied with funeral arrangements, it happened such that he missed one salah. So he explains that in 40 years, only once I missed my salah with jama'ah. I was so careful that I mustn't miss my salah with jama'ah. Only once it happened in 40 years, and that too because I got preoccupied with the funeral arrangements with his mother. So then he remembered this hadith that we did today. The hadith that a person who performs his salah with jama'ah is multiplied 27 times. Now he did a calculation, I'm reading the namaz, I'm reading it alone, I must read with jama'ah. So for me to get the full reward, I need to read this namaz, make up for it by reading it 27 times. So he did that one salah he did, he read it 27 times to get that reward of how what he would have got by reading it with jama'ah. So in that night he had a dream. And in the dream it was told to him, what about the ameen that the malaika say when a person is reading salah with jama'ah? In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam it comes, إِذَا أَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَمِّنُوا. When the imam says ameen, you also say ameen. فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينُهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. Whoever's ameen coincides with the ameen of the malaika, because the malaika also saying ameen. When the imam is saying ameen, after saying غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالضَّالِّينَ ameen, the malaika also saying ameen to the dua that is being made in Surah Fatiha. So he was told that what about that ameen that the malaika was saying to the imam, that you never get when you were reading it alone 27 times. There was no malaika saying ameen to that Surah Fatiha. So what about that? So in other words, even that also a person by reading it 27 times doesn't get that benefit. But this was just to show that even if a person reads his namaz 27 times alone, the special benefit he gets by reading in jama'ah, he doesn't get that. Now we explain that some of this hadith mentioned 25, there other hadith mentioned 27. Ulama give few explanations. The first explanation they give is that initially it was 25, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special rahmat and mercy upon us, Muhammad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had increased it to 27. Some ulama say that is possibly this reason is that where a person has more ikhlas, more khushu, more difficulty in performing that salah, Allah Pak increases it from 25 times to 27 times. Some ulama explain that in the loud namazes, because Surah Fatiha is read loudly and the qira'ah is read loudly, so in that namaz it's 27 times, in the other namazes it's 25 times. These are some of the explanations that ulama give to say why 25 times and why 27 times. Anyway, these are the academic explanations that ulama give, but the point that is made here is that there's so much more reward for a person in reciting or reading his salah with jama'ah, that there shouldn't be anything that will cause us to miss the salah with jama'ah. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last illness, he was so sick and he was so weak that he took the support of two people, one on his right, one on his left, and he came to the masjid. Two great sahaba, he took the support with them and he came, slowly he came to the masjid. But in that condition also, he didn't miss his salah with jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of performing all our salah with jama'ah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.